You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Tuesday, September 20th. We're talking Cardinals baseball today with our Cards reporter, Jennifer Langosch. And Jen, thanks as always for the time. And what a couple of days it's been for this St. Louis Cardinals team. And maybe this is a bit of an overstatement, but it sure felt like the season was really on the line. Saturday in San Francisco, the team trailed 2-1, one out in the ninth, nobody on base, in danger of dropping the first three games of this big-time crucial series against the Giants, and they rally for an enormous 3-2 win. And again, you know, maybe it's me trying to sell this a little bit too hard, but was there a sense in your mind, in the players' mind, in the fans' minds, that the victory on Saturday really saved the Cardinals' season?
Yeah, I don't think that's an overstatement at all. And I think if we talk 2 weeks from now and the Cardinals are getting ready to play in a wild card game, I think they'll look at that game on Saturday in San Francisco as the turning point in the season. I mean, you look at where this team was going into that game, having lost five of their last six, including the first two to the Giants, their direct competitor in the wild card standings. You lose that game on Saturday, and best case scenario is you leave San Francisco down by three games behind the Giants. So for them to pull out that victory, not only was it a high for the Cardinals, but I think the way in which it happened really knocked the Giants down. And you see then the Giants go out and lose on Sunday, lose again on Monday with all of their bullpen troubles continuing. And the Cardinals, on the other hand, going in the other direction. So their ability to pull a series split out of San Francisco, I think, was absolutely necessary. Probably not a coincidence either that before that game on Saturday, the Cardinals called a team meeting, talked about how the postseason for them started that day and the way they played that night. Certainly, I think, positions them very well going into this last week and a half to be able to sneak into that wild card spot.
Yeah, that was as clutch can get, the way they came back Saturday against Santiago Casilla, who I think blew his ninth save of the year. He has since been demoted. It's been a free fall for the Giants. They had, and this is remarkable, they had the Major League's best record at the All-Star break, not the Cubs. It was actually the Giants. They now have the worst second-half record in baseball, and the Cardinals adding to their misery Saturday and Sunday, too. We cannot overlook Sunday, because as if the win the day before was not big enough, here they send a rookie to the mound on Sunday and just tell them, okay, hey, kid, it's your third big league start. Season's on the line once again. Go get him. No pressure. And that's exactly what Alex Reyes did. You know, just turned 22 not a month ago. All he does is turn in seven scoreless innings. He was absolutely lights out. The Cardinals beat the Giants Sunday 3-0. They salvage a split of that four-game series, and they leave San Francisco exactly where they began the series, one game back of the Giants. Since then, they've now tied them, but at the time, they were one game back. Now, Jen, getting back to Reyes, it's almost unfair, like I said, what the team asked of him, but, you know, given the situation, given his lack of big league experience as a starter, and it, you know, again, in my mind, quite possibly the most clutch performance we've seen by a Cardinals player this season. You can't overstate just how huge he was.
No, and I think on Sunday the Cardinals learned what they have in Alex Reyes. And, I mean, they knew that the repertoire, the electric fastball, the nasty changeup, the curveball, but the poise and the presence with which he took them out that day, again, in what on that day could be defined as the biggest game of the Cardinals season at that point, was remarkable. And you saw him show that poise in the second inning, for instance, when there was an 11-minute delay while the home plate umpire got knocked out of the game. Then he showed it later in the game in his throwing error, put runners in scoring position with less than two outs. He gets out of that jam without blinking. I mean, it was a remarkable start from a kid who, as you mentioned, is less than a month away from having turned 22 years old. I thought it was also very impressive how he kind of put everything together at the right moment. All the efficiency talks that the Cardinals have had with him about maybe pulling back on his velocity a little bit to get a little more early count contact. He did that. He had 53 pitches through five innings, remarkable efficiency through his seven-inning start. And I think, you know, Alex Reyes now is obviously going to stay in this rotation and pitch every 5 days from here on out. And if he can be close to what he was in San Francisco, that's a game changer for this Cardinals team if they're able to make it into the postseason and pass the wild card game. Because I think one of their issues going into the playoffs would be maybe the lack of starting pitching depth. Alex Reyes can change that. Stepped up in a huge way, and it was. It was a defining performance for the season and certainly for the rookie pitcher himself.
Yeah, as if you know, fans weren't excited enough about what they had in Alex Reyes, he just put those expectations and excitement to another level with what he did on Sunday. And you mentioned that, you know, the team wanted him to kind of rein things in a little bit and pull back on throwing everything 100 miles an hour, throwing everything through a brick wall. And look, when you've got an arm, you want to show it off. There's some ego involved there. That's, you know, that's not exclusive to him. That's any pro athlete. If you got the talent, you want to show it off. But a huge sign of maturity that, you know what, for the better good of the team, for the better good of himself, pull it back a little bit, do what's best, and he gets through seven scoreless innings, only walking two, still struck out six, and he was, like we said, tremendously lights out on Sunday. And, Jen, I know this is something we discussed last week, but, you know, Mike Matheny was strongly considering at that time swapping out Jaime Garcia to make Reyes the starter on Sunday. Obviously, that happened. Garcia's struggling mightily right now. That's no secret. But even so, was there any second guessing in the days leading up to Sunday's game? If for no other reason that, you know what, Reyes, he's got all the talent in the world, but he's still wet behind the ears. He's still very young, very inexperienced. And even though Garcia was struggling so badly, his career numbers against the Giants were very, very good. You're in a pitcher's ballpark. Any second guessing going on there?
No, it didn't seem to be. If there was any second guessing, I think it came earlier in the fact that maybe a lot of folks thought that the Cardinals should have made this change earlier with the issues that Jaime Garcia has had the last couple of months. And, you know, I think what the Cardinals hoped going into that start was, you know, Alex Reyes, even if he was going to continue to have efficiency and command issues, if he could even get them four or five solid innings, then you can turn the game over to a bullpen that has 13 pitchers deep, and the Cardinals can make it through that. Whereas Jaime Garcia, you saw his last few times out, he couldn't get through the first two or three innings without things getting out of control. And the way that Alex Reyes pitched in relief of Garcia last week, coming in and throwing four and a third innings, again, he walked six, but he was able to get through it scoreless. I think that told the Cardinals everything they needed to know about this kid's ability to, even when he gets into trouble, be able to have the stuff to pitch out of it. So it was a decision that, I think maybe some people thought should have been made a little bit earlier. I will say, I kind of anticipated that one time Garcia got moved to the bullpen that he'd be buried there, but he came in, pitched in relief in the series, and actually looked pretty good. So it'll be interesting to see here over the last week and a half if he will find some sort of role in the bullpen. It would likely be only in a long relief situation. That's not to say that he can't be valuable in some way. I just don't think we're going to see him make a start again this year.
Yeah, and it speaks to his professionalism that, you know, obviously he couldn't have been happy about being demoted from the rotation, but he goes to the bullpen, he performs, and again, for the greater good of the team. So it's working out both ways here with Reyes as a starter and Garcia in the bullpen. Maybe this will turn into a win-win for the Cardinals going forward. Jen, of course, not to overlook Monday night, the Cardinals made it three straight wins. They roll into Colorado, pick up another crucial W, 5-3 over the Rockies at Coors Field. They are now in a dead heat with the Giants for the second wild card spot, only one game back of the Mets as they lost at home to the Braves. And of course, you know, most teams get Mondays off. That's typically how the MLB schedule works, but the Cardinals did not have that luxury last night. Didn't hurt them, of course, but considering all the, you know, the good vibes they felt over those final two games in San Fran, were the Cardinals kind of happy to sacrifice a little bit of rest and a little bit of relaxation to keep that momentum going and get those all-important wins?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't say as much publicly, but I think it makes a lot of sense that the momentum that they carried into San Francisco, they were able to sustain by playing the next day in Colorado. And so, I don't think it hurt that they didn't have the day off. I will tell you, though, that if you talk to players, and especially Mike Matheny at this time of year, they'll say they always welcome a day off, and that it's just that point in the season where a breather is a necessity. And fortunately for the Cardinals, they're going to get one on Thursday. But this is a tough time of year to go into Colorado. I mean, that is a place that can play fits, you know, to the pitcher's mind. The good thing for the Cardinals, perhaps, is that the schedule makers put this series in September. So they go there, again, with a bullpen of 13 pitchers, plenty of options should things go awry in any of these games. But the ability for this team to win three in a row now, the fact that they're doing it on the road, perhaps not that much of a surprise, because as we've talked about all year, this is a team that has had so much success on the road. They'd like to continue that with a series win, obviously, in Colorado. And then, you know, an interesting series upcoming here in Chicago against a team that's already clinched the division. Perhaps we'll still be playing for home field advantage in the postseason, and, you know, maybe even more so an opportunity to knock the Cardinals out of the postseason. So it's a tough road ahead. I think they'll look forward to that day off on Thursday, regardless of the momentum, just to get a little bit fresh for the final stretch of the regular season.
Yeah, rest is it's so tough to come by this time of year, as you said. And when you do get that rest. It's rare. You got to take advantage of it. So the Cardinals not having it right now, but it's not affecting them. They're winning. They've got three straight of those. And like you said, the day off coming up on Thursday, and maybe they head back home with a five-game winning streak in their back pocket if they can win the next two here against Colorado. That begins tonight on this Tuesday as Adam Wainwright gets the start, Jen, in Colorado. And Adam's last four starts have gone pretty much how his whole season's gone. It's been good, bad, good, and bad. Now, if that pattern holds, good news for the Cardinals, because obviously that would mean a good start tonight against Colorado, but you just don't know what you're going to get from the 35-year-old these days. So I'll ask you to gaze into your crystal ball. Which Adam Wainwright do we get tonight against a very dangerous Rockies team in their backyard?
Yeah, it's a great question, and this is going to be a tough one for Adam. I mean, one of the issues that pitchers often have in Coors Field is that it's a place that doesn't help breaking pitches. And when you look at Adam Wainwright's repertoire, that curveball is a big part of it. He's not going to overpower you with the fastball. So how is he able to kind of navigate those conditions? I will say he has had a lot of success during his career at Coors Field, though limited opportunities somewhat surprisingly. You know what? I think the reality of where Adam Wainwright is both in the season and in his career is that he's probably just not as reliable as he has been, through what we've seen in his Cardinals career. And so I think the Cardinals would take something close to a quality start from him. And I do think going forward, again, I talked about Alex Reyes helping the starting pitching depth. If the Cardinals make it to the postseason, they're going to need Adam Wainwright. And so getting him right, getting his, he continues to work through mechanical issues with his delivery, with his release point, getting all that right here in his last couple regular season starts would play big if this team is still playing in October. But a tough assignment tonight against a good Rockies offense in a tough pitcher's park. These are the moments where the Cardinals are going to lean on Adam Wainwright. He's been there and done that before, so I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt, but as we've seen this year, it's been a tough go for him all year.
Yeah, it's just so hard to predict what you're going to get every fifth day out of Adam Wainwright. For what it's worth, if memory serves, I believe back in May, I think, maybe early June, 5 2/3 scoreless against the Rockies at Busch Stadium. So it's something. Again, a completely different environment, completely different time of year. We'll see what happens. It's going to be a very interesting start on this Tuesday for Adam Wainwright as the Cardinals look to make it four straight wins, and they're in quite a dogfight right now for one of the two wild card spots, a race with the Mets and the Giants, and I believe this one's going to come down to game 162, as it so often does, but we're going to have fun getting there, that is for sure. Jennifer Langosch, a pleasure as always. We'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.